ויאמר השם אל אברום, לך לך לארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך. אנחנו חזר קודם עצמו לבניסיון של אברום אבינו, פורשנשטיין, דת אביגוילה למוקם תוירו, דת מישהו נזנר אל אובס למייסה for all of the generations of כלל ישראל, השם made it, דת איזה מוסר אביגוילה למוקם תוירו. Thousands of thousands of boys of America come to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Thousands of people from all over Europe would go to Lita to learn Torah. But the Deiras was a musig of Goyle Lomokim Torah. That Be'etzim didn't have to be a need for that. Like for putting on tefillin, you don't have to be Goyle to buy tefillin. Hashem makes in every community as a person that is in charge of tefillin. Klal Yisrael is fixed. Like most of the mitzvahs, so here and there is countries that's hard to do a sukkah. Every country has their difficulties. Torah, to learn Torah, you have to go, you have to leave. The etzem, the Forshim state that it starts the Yisraelat Borim is the Nisayim from Avraham Avinu, that the Avodas Hashem has something about it, that in the years that you grow in Avodas Hashem, you feel a stranger, you feel out of home, you feel away from home. Avraham Avinu also, we don't understand, if you madrigosoi, Chazal said it was one of the Asorah Misyonis, that he had to leave. He had to leave, Lech Lecho, Me'arzecho, Me'ulatecho, Me'beis Avicho, and Oretz Asher Areko. This was one of the Misyonis. So Reb Chaim Shtotz, he says, this Derech HaDvorim, as a person leaves his house, then he leaves his country, then he leaves the place that he was born, and then he leaves the country. Does he just say the advarim? Maybe he has to see the So, של רב חיים פרק, נכון, לסדר הדבורים היה תביא, לך לך מבי סביך, ממולדתך ומארצך. לסדר הדבורים, נכון, is the opposite. סדר הדבורים is, first you leave the base of ויך, then you leave the מולדתך, then you leave the ארצך. If a person leaves the ארצך, he במילה left the מולדתך. He במילה left the base of ויך. The order is not the right order. So Reb Chaim says that if Hashem would tell him, Lech me b'yisavicho, me'arzicho, me'molatecho, me'arzicho, it would be one mitzvah to Avraham Avinu, to leave all of these three places to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was one mitzvah to leave me'arzicho. That was one mitzvah to leave me'molatecho. Or one mitzvah b'yisavicho in the opposite order, so it's three separate mitzvahs. If it's the b'yisavicho, me'molatecho, me'arzicho, so forget it. This is one mitzvah, leave from here till there. But if it says, Arzach ha-mulatach ha-beisavicho, but from Levi, I heard, from who he bring down, that psychologists, it's easier for a person to leave his country, the physical country. It's harder for a person to leave his nation. Yeah? He's upset if America has a government that he's not happy with. It bothers him. Why it bothers him? Someone, because physically he lives there? Yeah. It's his country. The person is connected to his country. And the hardest person is to cut off from home. The mitzvah, this was Be'etzim, as each day was the Nisayim, was not only just physically to move away. Avraham really had to completely leave. So the easy thing was, just leave your country, forget about that. Forget about your Yimolatecho. Forget about your Beis Avicho. And he brought down, I don't remember from him, that why Loit was Nichshol. Both of them were Mekayim Delech Lecho. Yeah? Loit went with Avraham. He said, Loit didn't leave the Beis Avicho. And the Beis Avicho, what the Oymek of the Pasuk means, cut off in Beis Avicha, this Beis Avicha, Loi didn't leave. So that Loi didn't leave that Beis Avicha, so the Mele, Loi was adayin attached. Ela Oretz Asher Areko. So the Medrash says, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him, leave Choron and you go to Eretz Yisrael? What? Ela Oretz Asher Areko. Why the Pasuk told him Ela Oretz? So Rashi, I think, brings down what's the Ela Oretz Asher Areko. Legil lo ya Oretz miyad. כדי לחד ובאינוב. כדי לחד ובאינוב. סיפרייז. רבו אוכבר זוקט, רשי סז אינו זה ליין, ולא תן לו ישחר על כל דיבור ודיבור. אז רבו אוכבר גזוקט, if Hashem will turn to go to Eretz Yisrael, so what is the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael? So what is the walking? Hechshu mitzvah. If it's no mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah to walk is a chefetz of a mitzvah. So he gets chal levi psir levi psir. If the mitzvah is go there, so if I would jump there, it's also good. So I'm walking is the actual mitzvah. Hashem says walk. So the walking is the chefetz of the mitzvah. The Stibler says that what Rashi means literally is chal kol dibur v'dibur. He says if a person knows he's going to Eretz Yisrael, it's very easy. It was on the plane. 10 hours flight. Seven. 5 hours left. 3 hours left. But if a person is traveling, he doesn't know to where he's traveling. He's out of his mind.
He still does go out of the morning.
What?
10 hours. Still
some people, hours. 10 hours is hard. Some people, the shot, how much you can ask me? 5 blocks, 6 blocks, that's not. Same 10 sure. Hours. I'm saying 10 hours, that's such a long time.
Shmuel had a safer like this.
He'll get
on for 10 hours.
But, out of mind, I'm going out of the safer. But, some people, the Stibler says, with Mele, say a famous miser was a Yid, a person who was in jail, and they told him to take water, was a well there, and to pour out the window. The whole day, that's what he did. He thought his stomach was like a very fancy garden. The whole day. When he came out of prison, he looked, and he saw there's a big valley, it's Gormishtown. So he fainted. So realizing that the whole day, he just poured water for doing nothing. A person can work the whole day, but if he's doing it, the person is walking to someone. It's a mahalach. When a person is walking without the tachlis, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell him to where he's going, because he literally is chal kol psir v'psir. And the pasuk says, weiter, ve'escho legoy gadol. Here's the word, I don't remember the kash for Rav Shteyman. Ve'eschol le'goy gadol, Rashi says, if you shah derech g'remes l'shloish edvorim, me'ma'et es priya v'rivim, me'ma'et es amomri, u'me'ma'et es es Hashem. Priya v'rivim, makes sense? Moment, expenses. Me'ma'et es es Hashem. Shteyman said, today you see, forget the people that try to be famous run all over the world, yeah? If you stay in one place, you could. Although if a person wants to be famous, so he runs around, he becomes much more famous. So Shteyman said, this is the fake famous. So this is the shaken. So there's a person that needs to run around to be famous, that's a shaken. The emissary thing, that comes famous is Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv. He doesn't run around. He doesn't speak nowhere. No. Because she's nice to speak to people, because she is nice to people, yeah? He does all the mistakes that a person could do. Even when you come to him, he doesn't play stolz on you, you know, garnished. So I became very famous. This is the emissary Shem Godel. This person, but if he's going from place to place, so there's no time that people will know about him. And this is in his place. And the Mele Evax. The emissary. People see him. Slowly. People take a see. He's on him, Godel, and he backs. But if a person that doesn't play Sheker, and it goes from one place, then it's another place. Rabbi Yashi will move every year in another place. No, well, no. He's here. He's out of Gadol. Slowly, people see him. The Melim, we get out. So Rav Shteman said, the state in Rashi, Derech es me ma'emes es Hashem. If you see a person that is becoming famous because he runs all over the world, no raya from that. But the Medrash says that v'agav lecho, the Medrash brings down in Masech HaSoifim, state the Odom HaGodol Ba'anokim Ze Avrom Ovin. Shehoyo ma'acholoi v'shtiyosoi k'neged ha'endal ha'danoshi. Kipshutoi, it looks like he ate k'neged ha'endal ha'danoshi. I remember my brother was young, I think he was 7 years old. So I was probably going for Rav Ruderman to get the next parasha. Rav Ruderman had a big shayla. He had guests. Wanted to put a fancy cake out. The man said, you know, they'll take one piece, the rest goes for garbage. It's called tashkis. Yeah, you buy a fancy cake. Yeah, I have guests to take a fancy salmon, you know, it's like Gan Cezach. I said, people take out 2-3 pieces, Alps Gate Tabek. Nice watermelon, Alps Gate Tabek. It's Baltashkis on it. So you bring a rider, it's not Baltashkis, if you do it for a good reason. So Avraham Avinu gave 3 tongues, Bechav, Chmas Asoch, what he did with the meat. There's no freezers. So the meat went to waste. I remember my younger brother asked my father then, Masechus Seifum Shteit, Michael Avraham Avinu came down in the notion. So if Avraham eats like 74 people, he could finish, he could finish. Yeah? But it's not Kipshuta. So the Goyen says Pshat. What is the Pshat, Michael Avraham Avinu came down in the notion? That the state in Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu Olo Elahar, it says, Ato ve'aroi is 2, Nado ve'aviu is 4, v'shivi mizik ne'israel, 74. V'yechzu es ha'loikim v'yichlu v'yishtu. Rashi says, Nenu miziv ha'shchino. It's v'latzil im ne'israel, l'shalach es yodoi. V'shayit, v'yichlu v'yishtu, v'yechzu es ha'loikim, v'yichlu v'yishtu. There were ayin dalad anoshim. Goen says, that Avraham Avinu, as a noe from Ziv HaShchina, was connected to Ayin Dalad Anoshe. And the Goyen says more from that. He says, Sido Eli Ke'achiles, Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Ma'is Hashemi, Terume, Oli Koyhani. The Achille that Klal Yisrael ate in Chanukah Sabayis by Shlomo HaMelech, they ate in Yom Kippur, Chazal say. That Achille is a higher Madrega from Yom Kippur. The achil of the Indal and Anoshim when they ate korbonas was higher than that. As if we in Oyla Maasir, as if we understand in this world, we could learn, we could shake a lulav. There's a very, very high madrega that you could eat l'shem shamayim. That by Shlomo HaMelech b'shas Chanukah Sabayis, to eat in Yom Kippur was bigger from fasting in Yom Kippur. Vayechzu esar loikim Moshe Rabbeinu v'Aaron v'shivim zkenim b'shas Kabbalah Satayre. This was the highest achila. And this is what the Medrash says, Avraham Avinu, Godol ba'anokim, sheho yisra achilosoi, keneged ayin dalad anoshim. So the Rebbe said, over a mice once, that he was in a village, and the Maskilim came over there and showed him this Masech Nesoifri, sheachilas Avraham Avinu, keneged ayin dalad anoshim. He asked him, what's in the shop? So he says, it says, Minoyach v'ad Avron, Asor Adoiris, she not al schar k'neged kulo. He said, if you count from Noyach, this Avron is 74 names. So the pshat is, Avron was shokul k'neged schar, k'neged all of these 74 people. So when his brother went out of the room, he told his brother, I didn't count yet. Because the masculine came to make letzonis, I asked the Hashem to put something in my head. Come, we'll count together. And the count was, the Gerev will say, I don't know, I think he has a feeling that this pshat is mashamai. Because he said, he didn't think about it. He said, Hashem, give me something to answer them, to make him letzonis. then the pasuk says, "Va'avarochecho mevorechecho u'mekalelcho ohol." So there's a lot of diyukim in the pasuk. It says, "Hashem will bench the mevorchim, and the mekalelim Hashem will curse." Before the order had to be mevorechecho avorech, mekalelecho ohol. I will bench you mevorchim, and I'll mekalel you mekalelim. And you mekalel, I will mekalel. First, pasuk gimel. Beis gimel. Va'avorcho mevorechecho, u'mekalelcho orech. The order is the wrong order. Had to be mevorechecho, and stam, I mean, how? So the Kli Yoker says, in Broche, Machshove Toivo Mitztarefes Lemaise. So a person that wants to bench, already Hashem is benching him before he benches. But the Mekalel, only after he Mekalel, then Hashem punishes him. The Goen says, Gival de Gival. The Goen says, go over to the richest person and ask him for a Broche. What he will wish you? Have a private jet. On banks. But he is a sagas. Have a yachta. Everyone is his masagi. Go to a poor person, ask for a bracha, what he will tell you. So, panasa, Mr. Dav, you'll marry after kids, but nachas. This is his masagi. Yeah. You go to someone even shvacher, bacher. You'll have what you need every Shabbos, you find a Shabbos bread. What is on your head? This would you give a bracha. Says, when a person is mekala. So you course on. What are you going to call him? You're not a chavrus. This is your masag, yeah? What a person in the Holocaust will call someone. The Nazis will bring it up. Person gives a klalus where he's holding. So Hashem, the people that Hashem, that want to bench you, Hashem will bless them before, that their brachas will be first. But the people that want to mekalel you, Hashem will mekalel them before that. I forget, Hashem will not mekalel them before you curse you. Because if Hashem will mekalel them, they'll be so shvach that the curse will be a festive curse. Only after they do it, Hashem will do it. But if Hashem will punish them before they do it, so then the klolos will be a festive klolos. The Meshechoch Me'ad, it says, Mevorechecho beloshen rabim, u'mekalelcho beloshen yochid. Mechteset Klaus will have more people benching them than people cursing them. Hashem says he promises the people who mevorech Klaus will, he will bless. The people who mekalel, he will mekalel. But Mechteset that the mevorechim are rabbi, but the mekalel are what? So the Meshechoch, this is in the pasuk, change the order. Val, I'm going to bench the people that bench you, so people will start to bench you. But Val, the person that mekalel you, in the end, he will see that he's suffering, he will stay what? So, avarechecho, v'meilem avarechecho bo. Then there's a shver posuk, a posuk ches. The woman finds his asher pshat. Vayetek mishom ahoro, mikedem lebeis el. Vayet oholoi, Yisrael miyom v'ra'ay mikedem. So first it says that he went near Bisel. Then it says that he's in the middle, in between Bisel and Ra'ay. First it says he was near Bisel. Then it says no, he lives, and Bisel on his right, and Ra'ay is mikedem. So Reuven said that he went once, he heard from a yid, that he said that he was looking for the city Lid, big city in Europe. So they told him it's near Radin. Near the station near Radin. So he said, I don't know, I remember when I was a kid. Lid was a huge city, half a million people. Radin was maybe 20,000 people. And I asked someone, where is Lid? He tells me, near Radin, you find it? And the Torah says, it's higher than Radin. So Radin became the place that kind of the whole world knows who is Radin. And Lid is near Radin. So when Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, it was by Yeter Oloi, Mikedem LeBeisel. But when Avraham Avinu was there, it became, though Avraham lives, Yisrael Mikedem, Yisrael Miyom, V'ayim Mikedem. Avram is the main place. Everything was kivel if you have Avram. Look at the Pasuk Yudal. V'yik asher hikriv lo v'mitzrayim v'yomer el sora ishtoi. Hine no yodati ki isho yifas mareat. Now I know that you're nice. It's like Rashi, how I know now. So like Rashi, they went near the water. And they maisim. The Varacher. So he didn't know. Now he knows that she's nice. This is the first pshat in Rashi. Frag the Maharsho. Bubasu, Daf Yudzayim, Chidush HaGodes. Is a loch also the Kaddish is a Yisho Ad Sheireno. So Avraham Avinu came to the Kula, so he didn't look. So one tells, they say, that he looked. But then she was 19, 20. Now she was 100, he was sure when she... From then he never looked. And it's something that a person that has never planned to look at his wife doesn't have to look before. There's no chashashon with his gana or not. But I don't know the kasha then, but you could see it'd be a crash. Or I have Avraham Avinu had a crash. So, mishta zei poshet. But in Panovich they asked the kasha. I'm not telling you the terrors, but in Panovich they asked the kasha. When I was a bacher, all the other bacher together had this kasha. The terrors, in Panovich the terrors, I can't say it for different reasons. The kasha was, but Avraham Avinu says, "Look, so now I see that you're nice. I'm scared. We'll go to Mitzrayim. They will grab you. If he didn't look at no one else, maybe everyone looks like that. He never saw a lady in his life. This boy, he's look." But if it tastes, she's prettier from everyone else. He never saw no one else in his life, right? He tells her, Helsachai, I see you pretty, the mitzvah will take you. Everyone looks like that. Chaim's not a kasha. His eyes are a kasha. Chashi says, Epis El Shel Kushim, you know what I'm saying? How about?
Doesn't say that she was prettier than everybody else.
If all the ladies in the world look like that, there's no reason to
do it. He doesn't know that.
They said not. You just
said that he doesn't know.
No.
Maybe probably all the ladies, she's not pretty.
Maybe not pretty at all.
In his eyes, he thinks this is.
Say what the child, what the mitzvah will do. He has to ask what you think. Could be this what he asked this lady. See, yeah, maybe what do you say? Are the ladies better for you or not? But on them, it's a story for all of them. There's a part of Jamal that I can't say for different reasons. Now, the Pasuk says, Im nino achoysia, leman yitav li ba'avurach, v'choysu nafshi b'gvalach. Say to you, my brother, my sister, so, yitav li ba'avurach, v'choysu nafshi b'gvalach. So, Rashi, yitav li ba'avurach. So, give me presents. And also, v'choysu nafshi, don't not kill me. So, he doesn't listen. You know what? My wife listens. Say you, my sister, they will take yours, and I'll become rich, and also I'll be live. First, I had to say that was the way around. I said, what? Avraham wants presents. Avraham wants presents.
Rashi
says. So, what Rashi says? You can be my Thomas.
No, then he says that it wasn't for him,
so
that when he
got from Tzai, he's like, when his children. The same, but for this, to sell off his nus that he will have money for his kids. So the Mefarshim say like this. He meant to say, he's coming with her. She would say, it's my brother. So why your old brother is walking with you? What is the story exactly? Like, so she to show that forget his she will say he wants presents, he came, he wants presents. He's with me, why he came with me? He knew that I would be taken to a wife of the king. He wants to be male, they will not kill. If not, they'll say, Chlesis, yeah, my sister, not my sister, kill him. Say, no, he's here, he's my brother, he came, he also wants Epis. He wants presents. He said, this is the Duke. They will give me presents, and b'meila I'll be saved. Luyatzur, they will not, I will not ask for presents. That will say, yes, his wife, not his wife. That will kill him. Mufoshim say, there's a medrash. The medrash brings down that medrash pliya. And it says, Imri la choysiya, mikan sheshoichtim lechoyle b'shabbos. Someone is sick and he has to eat in Shabbos, you don't have to give him the verse, you'll have to make a shechit. Unfortunately, medrash pliya. So we have an ibishitz, you'll have to make a shechit. So the Ran says, why are you allowed to shechtim Shabbos? He says like this. Tesis asks the kasha, bala at Tesis. Why the mitzvah won't kill him? So you can say, it's not that you don't want the guy to disturb. But the Gemara says the reason they were killing him, because they were kivon arayas, they didn't want to be nichshul, and mitzvah arayas, they didn't want to be over and give arayas. This is what the Melech said, why didn't I meet your wife? How can I would be nichshul? So what is the hand to kill? That's it. It's better to do Aveira once, to do Aveira every day. So the Meir, they will do one Aveira, not be nichshul all Aveiras. So the Ran says, why are you shechit in the Shabbos? Even that it's Yisro Skile. So the Chol has to eat a lot of the Aveiras, every Kizai says Aveira. It's better to do one Aveira of Shechita, and then you could eat. So the Gemara says, actually, this is the Remez. I'm saying, but this is Masber even more, that the pshat is that if they have a tzad that he's a husband, they would kill him because they don't, even if he says I'm masking, because they don't want to be nichshol. Now the pasuk says weiter. That ויהי ריב, פוסק זי, ויהי ריב בין רוי מיקנה אברום ובין רוי מיקנה לויט, והכנעני עוז באורץ. אז רש"י סקסי, ואולס והכנעני עוז באורץ, דרוכש דרתני דני גזל, ודאי סל אביסים עוז בלונג את אברום אבינו, ופוסק סס והפריזי עוז באורץ, אברום מוזנת זוי חיית את הנחלה. ואם אברום ולא התעלנו אותי, מריבו בין יובינך ובין רוי הבין רויכו, כי אנושים אנחנו. היפור את בנו מעולי. עם השמאל והימינו והימין והשמאלו. זה מפור שמה זה די שטר כקש. מי שלהם איפה זה פייט? לא, זה נדל כדי גלום. לא עבוד רייט, לא עבוד לפט. אז אמרו את זה לא, listen, we're not getting along. Maybe we're separate. זה מחריק. They were גויזר. They tell them, we're not allowed to be גויזר. They said, we have a third of the house, listen to the Avron. They tell them, it's not yet. Avron comes over. We're fighting, you know what? My brother, you have to understand, Avraham went to the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha. We don't understand, we think it's so easy. But my says it's not easy. And Lloyd walks with him. And Avraham is Makir Teivo later, when Lloyd gets caught in the war, Avraham is Meisel Nefesh to save him out of that war. A little fight, he throws him away. So Mav even say that it's Kipshut Yishil Pasuk, it was real fight. But Nazeh Shteit in the Nevesh. So I saw somewhere it says, Dem Rechiach Dem Ad Gezer. If Lloyd will accept the Teichoche, Avraham will stay. He started to come with answers. No, it belongs to Avraham. Avraham said, this is the worst Hashpah. A friend that does bad and has what to answer, you're allowed to go to that park, you're allowed to go to that concert, there's nobody left. These friends don't be friendly with them. People that are bad are better. Avraham knew Lloyd. They started to steal, say, it's a homage to Mitirutzi, but I can't say shit. This the rabbi didn't ask her, this is allowed to, this is mutter. Avraham said, this could be a bad ashpah in my family. Lloyd, you have to celebrate. So the Mele, the person says, "Va'aprizi os ba'aretz." It's not true. Ustamat akrumateretz gezel. Va'yoyim ha'avon eloyt. We have to separate. Then the pasuk brings down the whole milchama, how Eloyt went down, and the pasuk says later that Avraham Avinu is roidev to save. So So the pasuk says, "Pasuk Yudalet pasuk Yudches Yutes." Malkitzedek Melech Sholem Moitzi Lechem Vesushayim V'Yoyim V'Ukoyim Ekelel Yoyim V'Yivchei V'Yem Boruch Avrom Boruch Keleni Nasher Migen Tzorecho V'Yodecho V'Yiten Loi Maisa Mikoyim. So this was the first Maisa of Bashas. This Maisa Ksofim. Avram gave Maisa from everything what he had. It's a famous Maisa. He said over in Bnei Brak. It was a famous Maisa in Bnei Brak. The person found 100 shekels on the steps of the building. He went to ask Rav Chaim Kani Evsky, what is the halacha? Rav Chaim Kani Evsky told him, I'm Rebbe Shalom. After a couple of hours, he came over to Rav Chaim and he said, but I want to be Machmer, to Meshiv Aveda. He said, it's not the halacha, you don't have to. But he said, no, my neighbor said that he lost 100 shekel, I trust him. Rav Chaim told him you could give it him, but you have to take off 10 shekel ma'aser before you give it him. The ma'aser is you're zeichen 100 shekel. Now you want to be a tzaddik to give it back. You're not mechuyev to give it back. So before you give it back, you have to give 10 shekel for ma'aser. He, Mi'ikar Avim, didn't have to get it back. So he has to take 9 shekel off of the 90, and maybe he'll be left with 90, 81. So the Moshe, you find 100 shekel in Yeshiva, the guy tells it's mine. So yeah, you give him. Ma'aser, you could have kept it, right? So you take a ma'aser before. If not, you have to consider a guy that has ma'aser than a ma'aser. You hear Zevi? Hazek is like Yuchan Kalevsky. What is the lie? From our person. By eating a ma'aser, we come from what? From everything we've done in the war. The Pesach says later, V'yem melech zlo mel avrom, ten li ha'nefesh v'archush, v'yem avrom mel melech zlo, v'yem moi si yodi, im ichud v'atzrich na'al, im ekach mikol asher v'cho, v'yitoy ma'a ni yeshar ti yesavrom. Take everything back. Don't say, I gave Avram Avim. So, Avram didn't take nothing to himself. So, for what he gave Maisa? He gave it back. Even so, like that, Flora, Valapi Alocha is yours. You want to give it back. You have to give Maisa before you give it back. So, I was in England, I think 5 years ago, I was by my father-in-law, and they called from the bank that $2 million came into my father-in-law's account, £1 million. So I told him, Givaldi, you know, Baruch Hashem, now I will have Parnassah. So, but it's not mine, I'm going to call back the bank, but I was not accepting it. He said, Tohu Sakum, Api Aloch is Mutar. He says, I'm an Aaron Siyit. I said, first, you can't be Aaron Siyit in the Cheshbon of your kids. What? The bank, if someone else had a mistake, the bank has to pay him. The bank is Zakum. I don't say the name of the bank, but I don't know if it exists already or not, but I'm not sure if I can. So, not only that, I told my father, but if you give it back, you will chuy of Maisa now a couple hundred thousand pounds. Because the Maisa, the money is yours, up here. So, if you give it back, you'll be a Rosh all of your life that you didn't give that amount to Maisa. So, he told me, he's in the Shtar Zakum. So he told me he has a right from a Gemara that he's right. The Gemara says one of the Amiroim bought a donkey and was a diamond. So he told me he told the Rebbe, and now you'll have enough parnasa, and he bought him a donkey. So he said, Chamoy rekonise, marginise lo rekonise, go give it back to the guy. They gave it back and he said, Bolshe, like he saw. You know, Pialoche is Tozaku. So he said, but this Amiro didn't have a penny, right? Now, he gave back the diamond, for sure never gave myself the diamond. So how do you give it back? So my father wanted to say that it's only if a person is zeicha of something. But if a person also picks a aveda, and he doesn't have a das to be zeicha, wants to make a shalas aveda with it, aveda, it's not called that it's his. It's not mechuyev to give myself of it. Especially if he's doing the mitzvah from a shalas aveda. So what's the pshat in the pasuk? Avraham Avinu also didn't plan to take the money. He didn't plan to take the money. He was not mechavah to be zeicher. So why had to give ma'aser? It was not flo'es kasha. The Torah says, because Avraham was zeicher in kibush milchama. Kibush milchama becomes yours. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky was always in sefer, Reb Chaim Kanievsky al ha'Torah, got the name, Siach, something. So Reb Chaim was chayzer also. So in Sefer Chavetz Chaim Sharon, he says it's givaldik meduik in the psukim here. He says, Malki Tzedek took out wine. Why he took out wine? Ashi says, Lechem v'yayim, kach oisim le'egei ha'milchoma. V'hero lo'i she'en b'libay olov she'horeg ez b'loy. Avram was worried, l'maise, that he killed a lot of people in the war. Could be he didn't have to kill so much people in the war. Could be he could have made peace and get Lloyd out in a different way. So l'maise, he killed a lot of the Eirik Lech of Shem. So Shem took out bread and wine to show him that he's a friend. It's okay. But Rashi adds a couple of words. Kach oisim le'egeya ha'milchoma. As a aloche and a milchoma, when you kill, so that you don't go, this one I could have killed, this one I didn't have to kill. Tzilchis milchoma. You're allowed to kill when you have him. He says that milchoma le'vecho. You killed him. You don't have to start to cut his hands. You killed him. That's the milchoma. Avram was not sure if it had a din milchoma. The fact that he started milchoma the melochim. Shem told him, Sigivena milchoma. For many, you don't have to be worried bichlal if someone died in the milchoma. Azei. So I'm not bad to give it back to Zdai. So I'm not going to give Maisa. You telling me that it had Aloch of a Milchama. So I was Zaych and Kibush Milchama. So the Post Commandment is three words. Vayitel and Maisa Mekoyle, and me, I went to speak to Melech Zdai and take it back. And then, it was bad to go to Melech Zdai. Because when you read the Post, it looks very interesting. Kilo, because Malki Tzedek was nice to him, so he paid it back, he gave him Maisa. I would say, Vayimel Malki Tzedek, take money. And Malki Tzedek took bread and wine. Possibly, it's like Malki Tzedek was nice to him, so no. Pay them off. Pidyon, removed. Tells his name. He gave him Lechem V'yayin, Kachos, and Lechem V'lchomo. Mele, he told him, Vayimel Maisa Mikol. Now, it's a shver pasuk. Vayimel Avrom Elev Melech, Sdoim. Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem El Elyoim, כל נשבה עם האורץ. עם איכות והצריך נעל ועם אקח מכל אשר לכו. לא יותר מה אני ישרתי לסברון. I know what. If I get a mefarshim, you said before that, you said the hair, but yeah. Pasuk says, יתב לי בעבורך, יתנו לי מתונס. Rashi says, because Hashem promised, I need to have money. Yeah? It's a mitzvah for me to get money. Hashem promised that Avram will have a lot of money. So what is worried by Yemani Yishabi Yisavram? And before, when Pari wants, when Melech Mitzrayim or the Melech wanted to give money, what happened to Yishabi Yisavram? So I heard a Givaldi Kipshah. We say in Birkas HaMozim, Noal Tatsricheinu, Loili Dei Matnas Bosor Vodom, Loili Dei Alvosom, Kim liyot cho amleir apsucha akdeishu v'archol. It's a mod bizarre. It's a mod bizarre. No al tatsricheinu lidei matnas basor v'dor. V'lo lidei alvosom. Kim liyot cho. How? I'll go to work. How are you planning that money will come? No presents, Hashem. No loans. I want it from you directly. So there's two options. Open the eyes and the stacks will fall down. This doesn't happen with Darich Lav. Or start a business and you make money. So because every year Davis can go out to work. So big money, I want a pshat, a givaldik pshat. There's three people that give money. Three people give. You know, I support the whole nation. I support God is so. I support. Hashem literally might last for some of them. It's people, they give money, they want, when they come to the soul, they'll have it in by the garden, yeah? So it's not giving, it's alva, you know. You pay connections, yeah? Learn the alvas. I don't want these people. Kim Leotcho. It's people that have money and they feel they have schus to give that alvas. You're making them a favor to take from the money. This is a Yidden. I don't group of Yidden like this. They feel that there's their schus to give money to the Chacham. From these people who want money. Kim liyotcho. A person that feels he's the gizbo. Hashem gave me to give. Now I'm giving. So then Avram said, I know you, Melech Sdoim. Melech Sdoim. fingers learn can be benefited. So I don't need that. You go around. Yeah, you know, I support Avraham. All of our money is from Avraham. No. I want matonis me Hashem. In fact, the matonis that he took after from Avimelech, he went davening for us to Hashem. You know, we're so sorry we did it. It's not an ishati of Avraham. They begged Avraham, you know, take davening for us. But like Hashem will not do nothing. Kach ish techo v'leich. Such a matonis a person wants. But this is what Avraham said. Ve'altoim ani yishalti yis Avraham. See two more words, really shpet. Pasuk beis, v'yemar Avraham, Hashem Elohim, atiten li, v'ani hoylech ariri, u'bemeshek beisi damesek Eliezer. I don't have kids. I only have Eliezer, Damesek Eliezer, Zok Rashi. Nutrikin, Doyle u'mashke mitoir asrabo ila achirim. It's a nice place to write Eliezer, Damesek. But Eliezer is Damesek, Doyle u'mashke. I will write it somewhere else. Where Avraham says, Hashem, I don't have nothing, only Eliezer. Dare to say that this Eliezer is Doyle u'mashke mitoir asrabo? This is the opposite. Baruch Hashem, Choshev Eliezer. Hashem, I don't have nothing, only B'chashem Rosh Hashiva. Hashem, I have nothing, only B'chashem Rosh Hashiva. It's not the right place to praise Eliezer. So the Rav Shlomo Lemizvil, Altazvil Rebbe, he said, the chisoron in Eliezer is Arazdoi l'umashka mitayros chava. There's no agonist. There's no building up. He just says over what I said, it's worth nothing. This is not a mamshah. I need a son, I need someone. This was Eliezer, Eved Avraham. He said, after Shimon Begosu, we're not. He said, Eved. He said, Eved Mashkim Teres Rabbi. He said, Over. He was Rosh Hashiva from Avraham. He said, Over the Shiurim, Over was Avraham Gizak. But he said, Over. Avraham says, What I have. Someone says, Over. I need someone that produce. A person has to grow. A person has to know in Ruchni as Doyle Umashke as a Chisoron, as a fella. Two more things, it's really late. It says in the Pasuk Yudbeis, V'hu yepere odom, V'yad kol boy. Yodei bakoil, V'yad kol boy. So they say a famous maisa with the Beis Halevi, when Reb Chaim was a kid. They came to complain to the Bisalevi that Reb Chaim was fighting with the kids. So what is Maisa the same bris? So the Bisalevi called Reb Chaim into the room and he told him, the first chelik of the pasuk and the last chelik. So Reb Chaim said, Tate, the last chelik. So the Bisalevi told him, okay, you could leave. So they said, I asked the Bisalevi, what happened? You know, he complained. So I asked him, Yodei Bakoi or Yad Kol Boy? He's fighting with everyone, and he answered me the last chilek, Yad Kol Boy. They start off with me. So I thought we could leave. Yodei Bakoil or Yad Kol Boy? First chilek of the Pasuk and the last chilek of the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Pasuk Aleph in the Akedah, in the Prismile, Vayi Avrom betishim shono v'teisha shonim, Vayar Hashem el Avrom, Vayimer elov, Ani kel shakai, Yisalech lefonai v'hei etomi. ואתנו בריסי בינו ובנכו וארבו בהיפו אל אברום אלפונו וידע בריסי אלי. So here אברום אבינו is מצטב and that came. It's a poor ביוקי. Why it says, ראי אברום, ויאמר אלוב, אני כל שקאי. The word שקאי is one of the שמס of Hashem. Why here Hashem decided to say the word שקאי? So Givaldik tried to be made Shem Shmuel, Givaldik Pshat. The Maskilim, Taina against Bris Miller, that if Hashem wants every person to be a mom, so why he didn't create us, why he put that piece of oil on top of every baby? For what? If the right way is not to have oil, just create one, add that piece of skin. Everyone is born wrong, and only the Jewish people will fix it. What is the Teretz? The Teretz is that the Yisrael and Avodas Hashem is that you have to get there. It's the whole Yisrael and Avodas Hashem is that you grow and you get. It's a Nisayon to make you to grow. It's the Chefetz of a Nisayon to make you to grow. Shakai. Why Hashem is called Shakai? She'omar le'oilomoi dai. What's the Shakai she'omar le'oilomoi dai? So, but about it, the growth was growing and expanding, you know. The fish in the tank without an end, yeah? That's the Shakai. The Mephoshim said that the oilom was planning to finish his own tikkun. Hashem created him, and the oilom was coming out, and we're going to attack him, but hasn't even took him. Hashem said, stop. Flowers so hard to finish the tikkun. Omar le'oilom will die. Tell the oilom will stop. Not the fact the oilom was growing and it was just going out of proportion and he stopped it. It's not even big, you know, we know today. It's a little, you know, it's garnished. Okay, oilom means the whole world. It's also garnished. Omar le'oilom will die. So when Hashem came to tell Avraham Avinu, Bris Milo, he was nizgalim, the shame Shakai, that puts inside that this is the avodah in this world, to finish up the world. Fix the world. I'm telling you, also you person, you were not born complete. You have to fix yourself. You have to make the Bris Milah. So the Gilui and the Bris Milah was Shkel Shakai. It's the famous kasha that everyone asks, if Avraham Avinu came, it's called Terekulo, so why Avraham Avinu didn't do Bris Milah? So there's a lot of Terutzim. The Yam of Terutzim, yeah? I will say two or three, I just want to say one Meshechochmi here that is Negel in the name. One teretz is, I think the Mephoshim say, that there's also lachboi ba'atzmai. A person is not allowed to make a sword to himself. So before Hashem told him to do a bris milah, he was not allowed to do a bris milah. Another teretz, they say, that God la mitzvah v'oise, yes, I'm so ain't mitzvah v'oise. So he knew that later he'll be mitzvah v'oise. In the bris kerov, they say that the chefetz from bris is like a bris in between two people. Two people make a bris, they sign together. So Kozman Hashem didn't say to make a bris, you can't make a bris. But from Reb Chaim they say that Kozman Hashem didn't say to take off the ole, it was not called the ole. So there was no mitzvah to take it off. So you will not be making the mitzvah by pulling that piece off. So even Mishal Chochmah lied to the steretz from Pasuk Gimel and Rashi. ויפול אברהם על פונו, וזאת רשי. ממויר השכינה, שעד שלו מעל, לא יהיה בו כוח לעמוד. רוח הקודש יצא לסור. So what happened till now, why he never fell? What happened till now? So if you say, אין לך להם, he fell every time. Tell us this no. Till this דיבור, he was not an oil. So the middle, he had a כוח לעמוד לפני השם. And this dibur that is nitzav al hamile, he became an orel. Why he became an orel? The male, he can't stand in front of Hashem. This is the Mishnah.